Making a difference in the greater Boston music scene, and from the East Coast to the West Coast and around the world, with the very best in gospel music, you're listening to the Sunday, Palm Sunday, April 14th, 2019 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And today, our special Palm Sunday program is entitled, Rejoice in the Lord Always. And again, I say, rejoice. And this is Rashawn Mitchell and the Singers and Psalm 150.
Come on, put your hands together tonight. I need the praises to make some noise.
Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord say.
Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord.
Sound the alarm to our Most High God.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Oh. Praise Him for His excellent greatness.
Praise Him for His excellent greatness.
With the symbol and string instruments.
Praise the Lord, oh, praise the Lord.
Come on, give us some praise for real. Come on.
Praise, we glorify, Lord, we praise your name.
Just like David, we'll praise in the dance.
Just like David, we'll praise in a dance.
Praise Him with lifting and clapping of hands. In majesty,
got my name on it.
It's 7:17 here on WMFO in Medford, and this is When You Pray, When You Pray segment of the ministry. Still not too late to get in your prayer request or your praise report. The number to call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join with me as we bring the various prayer requests and praise reports that we receive before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO. Fred Hammond, Brian Courtney Wilson, Eric Robeson, and come on, let's pray.
Pray.
Okay, it's 7:24 here on the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of our ministry. We're praying for M. M is undergoing kidney transplant and also toe surgery. M, who's undergoing a kidney transplant and toe surgery. We're praying for JT that God will deliver her from an eye problem. JT, that God would deliver her from an eye problem. And we're praying for JL and her fiancé and their marriage plans. JL and her fiancé and their marriage plans. Excuse me. We're praying for LS. LS listens to Sounds of Praise while she's jogging. I don't know if she's out there today, but we're going to pray that God's going to continue to minister in her behalf. We're praying for Alex Trebek. I meant to bring him before the Lord in prayer on one of his previous Sounds of Praise programs. He's suffering from stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Alex Trebek, stage 4 pancreatic cancer. We're praying God's going to minister mightily in his behalf. Then there's Michelle of Medford. Michelle of Medford, we're praying that God's going to deliver her from smoking. Also, that God would touch her eye and give her complete deliverance and her back as well. Michelle of Medford, smoking, her eye, and her back. Let's look to God in prayer. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to your throne this morning. We're coming with confidence. We're coming with assurance. We're coming with praises in our hearts because of who you are and all that you have done in the life of your people. We pray, oh God, you continue to work powerfully in our lives and through our lives so that we might be witnesses that you called us to be, so that others might know of your goodness, your mercy, and your love, and they too can be blessed and strengthened to go ever onward and forward in you. So we bring M before you right now, who's facing kidney transplant and toe surgery, Father, minister right now, in the name of your servant, in the life of your servant. Give him, in the name of Jesus, through the situation he's facing, give him complete deliverance in both operations, Lord. May his life speak tremendously for you of the things he's received from your hand. And may many be blessed and strengthened and encouraged. Go ever onward and forward in you because of all you're going to accomplish in the life of your servant. And may his life, oh God, be a greater testimony now and in the days which are ahead, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for JT, who's looking for a second opinion regarding her eye problem, Father, right now, we pray you administer in the life of this individual, touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Let healing virtue flow out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. By your stripes, we claim healing in her behalf. And may she recognize, Lord, that when she received the benefits and blessings that you alone can give, may her life be transformed to the point she becomes a tremendous testimony and a witness for you, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for JL and her fiancé and their marriage plans, Father, right now, we pray you would take this couple in the hollow of your hand, minister mightily in their behalf, open doors and make ways, provide and uplift and strengthen. Give them your direction, give them your peace, give them your joy, give them your love and mercy, and may all that they are planning to do in uniting themselves in you may be a tremendous blessing among their family and friends and others who may know them, and may many be born into the kingdom through their life and through their testimony, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. And for LS, who listens to us while she's jogging, Father, right now we pray you would take this young lady in the hollow of your hand, cover her with your precious blood. May her life speak powerfully for you, Almighty God. And may she be a tremendous testimony in the lives of others because of all that she's received from your hand. And may her life, oh God, speak powerfully to those who may not know you. May they be strengthened and encouraged and blessed. And may their lives, oh God, bring glory, honor, and praise to your name so that many might be born into the kingdom through their lives and through their testimony, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for Alex Trebek, Lord, who's suffering from stage 4 pancreatic cancer, nothing is too hard for you, Lord. And we pray, oh God, you would touch your servant and honor his faith, Almighty God. May his life, oh God, be a testimony even during these trials and enduring the victory that you give going to give to him. May his life be an even greater testimony in the days which are ahead. And may many hear of the wondrous works you accomplish in and through his life. And may many faith be strengthened and encouraged to go ever onward and forward in you, because you are God, and beside you there is none other. And we thank you for the healing that's going to be accomplished in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for Michelle Medford, Lord, we pray you can touch our sister from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord. We're still looking for deliverance from smoking. Father, we pray you continue to touch her eye, Lord, and her back. Whatever she needs, Lord, may she find it in you. And may her life, oh God, speak tremendously to others of the wondrous things that you're able to accomplish in the lives of those who place their faith, their trust, and confidence in you. And may her life, oh God, be a greater testimony in the days which are ahead, because of all that you're going to accomplish, is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 7:30 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet. Streaming live, WMFO.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. And trying to get this information here about the temperature outside our studio. It's still cloudy. It's gone up 2 degrees. It's 54 degrees outside our studio right now here in Medford, Massachusetts. And we're praying that God's going to bless not only on this Palm Sunday, but bless those who are running in the marathon on Monday for many good causes, raising funds for a lot of good causes. We pray that God's going to minister powerfully in the lives of those who participate, and may many wondrous things be accomplished even through their lives and through their efforts, Lord. May you glorify many to bring honor, glory, and praise to your name, is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 7:31 is the Sounds of Praise time. I want to inform you, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air phone number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. And as soon as I get it, I'll begin praying for you immediately, or praising God with you immediately. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry, so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your request or your praise report before God's throne. That's 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or you can write to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y. D-A-R-N-L-E-Y. VB at Verizon.net. And like I said, as soon as I get your information, I'll begin praising God with you or praying for you. And then I'll bring to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry, so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your requests before God's throne. Darwin Hobbs, where are you? I know you're in here somewhere. And the song's entitled, I Give You Praise. Here we go.
Follow. and with all my heart, I give you praise. For life, for health and strength, for giving peace in midst of sorrow, I will lift my voice and give you praise. Oh yes, I will. Oh, yeah, yeah. Your love that sent from up above has changed my nights into a thousand rainbows. And through your love, I've found more strength than
here on Sounds of Praise. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Is our Palm Sunday program special today, and that was so nice I'm gonna go back and play some of that one twice. Darwin Hobbs here on Sounds of Praise. I give you praise. And also we're gonna bring you the Sounds of Praise community bulletin board. Easter celebration on Sunday, April the 21st, at the Impact Church in Medford, Massachusetts. Hope, fresh start, and life. join them for an inspirational Easter service, including fun for the kids, programs, and youth services for your teens. Three identical services starting at 9:30 a.m., 11 a.m., and 12:30 p.m. Here is what you can expect when you come. A friendly and welcoming atmosphere, life-changing message and uplifting music, a fun kids' Easter egg hunt, and youth service for teens, prayer for personal needs. The Impact Church is located at the McGlynn Middle School, 3002 Freedom Way, Medford, Massachusetts. The phone number for more information, 781-214-6227. 781-214-6227. Or www.impactpeople.org/Easter. That's the McGlynn Middle School, the Impact Church Easter services next Sunday. Three services, 9:30 a.m., 11 a.m., and 12:30 p.m. Be there. You don't want to miss the blessing that God has for you.
Sing this. Sing, Lord. consistent.
Consistent and never paid. Mm. Brand new mercy.
You give.
You give to me each day.
You're forever. To give you our best praise. Oh, oh, oh. Say, Lord, you're faithful, consistent in every way. Brand new mercies,
brand new mercies
you give to me. To give you nothing else but our best praise. Sacrifice of praise. We offer you our best praise.
I'll give you my best praise. I'll give you my.
Give you my best praise.
I'll give you my.
Give you my best praise.
I'll give you my.
Give you my best praise, Lord.
most important part of the Sounds of Praise ministry is when we open the opportunity for those of you out there who've never received Jesus Christ as personal Savior to come to Him just as you are. Or perhaps you have come to Him and you strayed from where you should be. This is your opportunity to come back to where you should be in the Lord Jesus Christ. In the background, we have Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton, and Come As You Are. And I'd like to lead you in prayer. There is no magic in the words, but if you mean what the words are saying, God will open His door of salvation unto you and receive you as His child. If you know the story of the prodigal son, he wasted his inheritance, he living the wild life, and found himself in the pig pen eating the pig's food. No place for a son of a rich man. And you are the son. You can be the son or daughter of the richest person in the world. All of creation. That's Jesus Christ, the Father. The Son and the Holy Spirit offer you all of their benefits, all of their blessings. If you will acknowledge your sin and receive Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord. I'd like to lead you in prayer. Repeat these words after me as a prayer to God, and God will open His door of salvation to you on this Palm Sunday. This Palm Sunday is a very important day in my life because it was on Palm Sunday, 1958, in a chapel at Fort Gordon in Georgia, where I gave my life to the Lord. And all these years, you go back and you do the math, all these years God not only saved, He's kept, He's provided, He's blessed, He's strengthened, He's directed, He's chastised. But He hasn't cast me off. And here I am today sharing that message of salvation with you. Won't you pray this prayer? Dear Father, I am not certain of my future, because I don't know what will happen to me the day I breathe my last breath here on this earth. But Your word says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that's what I need. This day is Your salvation gift. And I pray, O Lord, that You receive me as Your child, cleanse me from all my sin, lift me up from the pig pen of sin that I'm living in, and may my life speak for You. Speak of the wondrous things I receive from Your hand, so that not only may I live for You, but others may, through my life, receive You as their Savior and their Lord, and grow stronger in You. And may we together glorify and praise Your name, is my prayer, in Jesus' matchless name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God's done it, or God will do it. And when you do that, I want to know about it, because I got some material I want to send to you free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those who've given their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. It helps you to know what to do now that you've given your life to Him. And you don't have to worry about us pressuring you to join our church. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced or sell your name and address for some other group's mailing list. We aren't going to do any of those things, I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. And you can call me while I'm on the air. I'll be here at 8 o'clock, a little bit thereafter. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And like I said, we'll send the material out to you free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. But please don't put off for some other time what you need to do today. Some other time is not promised to anyone. Come just as you are. God will receive you. And if by chance you're not near a phone, you You can still receive that material by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. You can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V is in Vernon, B is in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. Like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. But please don't put off for some other day what you need to do today. Because some other day is not promised to anyone. Come to Jesus, receive his love, and you will be able to rejoice in the Lord always. It won't matter what's going on in your life. Receive the love of Jesus today.
Don't know how to love.
Don't know.
Time to put the wraps on this Palm Sunday program. Sorry about all the little glitches that we've had, but learning this new system as I go. So hopefully you enjoyed the program and you were blessed. Be back next Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, special program. Still working on it. Haven't got a title for it yet, so I can't tell you. But it's going to be about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and what that means for every life who will put their faith and trust in Him. So till next Sunday, this is your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week in the Lord. We'll see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. when we do it all over again. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless.